Bezeman Aleph, holding in the Rashi's. The only Rashi, the Ramaskal Abba Mashal and Bosha Supagam. That even though the person does not pay Kanasa Piatzmoy, but Bosha Pagam, the person does pay out based on their own admission. So Rashi the Mamoinahu. Because Bosha Pagam are not Kanasa the moment. Yishtachach, the Mamoinah Kafre. So when the person denies and swears falsely, so they're using the shua to deny moment. So a person uses a shua to deny moment is chayiv to once he admits that he did that, he's chayiv to bring a korban oshem and the karen and chemish. Now the chachamim say that he's potter. So Shimon says he's potter because he doesn't pay kanas al piyatzim. The chachamim say, but there's bereshit pegam. Come on, the first time with the bottom of the kosari stam toyan anasto. So what's the machlokes between Shimon and Rabbanan? Shimon says that the tveiah has been focusing on the kanas. So the ikra tveiah was on the kanas, and since even if he would admit, he would not have to pay. Therefore, he's not using a shua when he denies it to patter himself for a moment. So a shua which does not patter for a moment is not chayav karban shua. The Chachamim say no. That's when a person is toyin anasta lo tovay ela boshes abagam. The main tevia that the person has in mind is boshes abagam. Well, in his pizel kriyas kanas. Therefore, the person is not denying a kanas; he's denying a moment with the shua, and therefore he's chayav karban. Boimene Abaye me Rabba Bar Nachmeni de Rabbi Hava. So Abaye asked the question from Rabba, whose full name is Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who was Abaye's Rebbe. I'm not sure why Rashi needs to say this over here. Kiman de Omet, so he wanted to know, according to Reb Shimon, who says in our Mishnah, that Hamad Abedin is not enough to give it a status of moment that it should go from the father to the sons. And even though there was Hamad Abedin, if the father dies before it's collected, it belongs to the daughter. What about in regards to the halacha of this halacha of he was tevei him that anasta petiti upe maticha Abedin, and he swore that that's not so? Karnu Shimon, what's the halacha? Do you say Kimad Amma Bedin Kabar? The ready was Hamad Bedin. And we have him readily come on, have him a shalom. That much, now, so Rashi learns that Abaya and Rabba are assuming in Rav Shimon that the loch of Hamad Bekanas Potter doesn't apply after Hamad Bedin. So if a person would walk into Bezin and say that, I was Ganafti and Nischayavti. I went to Bezin, and Bezin was Machayav me, so he'd be murdered. That he was going to, and he was inscribed at Bezin, he would have to pay Kefal. He pays Knas al Pi Atzmoy, wants to ski of Bezin because it's not a Knas anymore. Now it's a moment already. We have murdered Kamon, Habim Mishalim, Shakar Kivuhu, Bezin, Rishon, al Pi Adam. Once Bezin has been Machayav him, it's considered a moment. So, since if he would admit he would have to pay, so when he denies, he's denying a moment, and therefore, he's going to be chayav. No. So what's the second set of the Gemara? So, that seems to be the compelling side. So therefore, in this situation, even if Shem Wulim by that, he'd be chayav karban shua. The Tesla in the Gemara Shaila, we said yesterday, Tesla in the Gemara Shaila is in Rav Shimon Kufa is a din of Mada B'Kanas. It's all part of the Shaila after the Mada B'Din. Rashi learns that no, there's no Shaila that after the Mada B'Din, there's no din of Mada B'Kanas Potter. And so if there's no din of Mada B'Kanas Potter, so means if the Tevea is Tevea him, that your Ma'anis or Mafata, and there was a Hamad Bedin, and you owe me, and that, if that's true, and the person denies it to a Shua, later on in mitzvah, of course you should be chayav shua. A korban ashram for the shua and a keren and a chaymish. It's a regular day act of being denying moment. So what's the second side of the Gemara? So Rashi, Odilma Alpha Gab the Omer Bedin. Even though if there was a Mother Bedin, we murder have a Mechayv, and after a Mother Bedin, if the person would be murdered, he would have to pay, so there's no Dinamad of Ganas Potter. So the Chara now, when he's not admitting, he's denying Mammon through a Shua. Is that going to be Chayv through using the Shua for Kfira? He's not going to be Chayv a Korban Hashem Gzelis. Hell of Ikra Kanas, because but the source of it was a Kanas. L'chai b'Torah Korban Shua Ella Al Pikadon Usumas Yad B'Chiyot Zibehen. All the examples the Torah gives are Chiyuve Mammon, a Pikadon, a Havo, Gezel, Shabbos Chasachir, or a Veda. Okay, so that was the Abayas Shiloh. And Rabbi answered, it's considered a moment, and he's chayav korban shua. Okay, then the more brother Abraisa to ask a question on Rabbi's answer, that he said, that if the Eved says, we'll go through Anasa Petiti, and he says, Lo Anasa Petiti, Hemish Arkhaz Avdi, Lo Hemis, or the Eved says, Hipalta Hashini, or Samisa Zaini, so Rashi, Nami Knossahu, that halacha that the Eved is freed through the chavola of the Odin in the Eved, I mean, the normal halacha is a person's chavol, somebody's eye, he pays for the damages. Why is he freeing the Eved? So that's a Knossahu, Sharei Hamamarahu, Kechamina Chavorim. Elamai, what you say, he owns him, so yeah, so good, so when he knocks out his animal's eye, he doesn't free his animal. So this halacha b'yavad is a unique halacha b'yavad, it's a kenas. So the Brisa said, I would think these cases are chayiv. So therefore we brought the pasuk. The pasuk says all the cases are mammon. So this case, which is kenas, is excluded. So what's the case? The Ratap Rashi and Membez and Membez. My lab isn't the case. It's a b'din. The case was that there was a mother b'din. Bezdin Echo, there was a Mother Bedin in a Bezdin somewhere. Bezdin number one. The ball Adam is a Bezdin with Chivu, Bezdin Al PM, Adam came, Bezdin passed him that he's chayv to pay. And now they're over here trying to collect in a different place. The people did not live there with the Bezdin where they were. They adjudicated originally, or they moved, or the situation is they're now somewhere else. Whatever the scenario is, and he's trying to collect, and he's not being able to collect. So he goes to Bezdin to try, in this place, to try and collect it, based on the psak of the Bezdin from the other place. Because of a kafir, and the fellow denies that there's any chiv, the nitzvah that says, I don't owe you anything. And he makes him swear. And he swears. And the Brisa says, V'ktani Potter. And Rabbi said, Allah is chayiv in that situation, since it was after Mother Bedin. And according to Rashi, had he admitted, he would have to pay. And now that he's denying, and using the Shua to deny, he's chayiv carbon Shua. Hashem Gzelus. So Kasha and Rabbi. My answer is no, but Shalom Bedin. The case was there was no Hamada Bedin yet. There were dying law. He either ate him, there's no Adam. So the Mor says the problem is there's gonna be a problem with that even though you can tell me in the Seifa of the Brisa, which is from Shimon talking, you couldn't make the suggestion that the Brisa is talking about a case of Loy Omer Bedin. The problem is the Reisha is talking about Omer Bedin, and obviously the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about the same case. The Rabbanon who argue in B'Shimon, v'chivu karban shua, and they say there is a chiv karban shua from the phrase umol amal, which is being marbe, argue B'Shimon b'din. And they're talking about Alma Bedin. The Chal the Sefer, Sefer, which means the second half of the Brisa, Klemer Reb Shimon, also the Defugi Elayu, B'chavosei, obviously, if the Chomer is saying one thing, Reb Shimon's coming to argue them, he's arguing them in the same case that they're talking about. So the Brisa says in the Resha, so Rashi just explained that the phrase over here, Resha and Sefer, is not your normal usage of Resha and Sefer. Resha and Sefer, normally the usage is, there's two different cases. Here it's the same. It's two parts of the Braisa discussing the same case, and the Chumrah is saying the Rabbanan are saying their opinion, and then Rav Shimon is saying his opinion. That's so the use of the Reisha and Sefer over here is a little bit loose. Okay, so only she is chayv karen v'chamer shu'osham. I only know that zechiv karen v'chamer shu'osham by moment. How do I know these other cases? You know, where you're paying karen. How do you know when the lechiv is kafel dal behe etc. It says Riba. So what was the case? If there was no Hamad Badin Kfela Miika, Miyamer the Gonav the Tavi Kfela, Void the Mumbai the Mifter. So why are we assuming there's a Khiv Kfela over here? We don't really hate him. Elamai what? And furthermore, he could be Mumbai the Mifter. So the case has to be that there were Edom already, and that means they went to Bezdin already. Well, Pshita B'Shalma B'Din. Okay, but Hotetoni Yotze Elo Shein Kanas. That means the cases we're going to exclude, they're not really Kanas anymore. It means that Shikrin Kanas, they come from Kanas, and therefore I would think that they're not included, and therefore the Chumash say, Mo'ol Amal Riva. So if that's true, that the ratio. The Chumash were talking about Omer Bedin, so therefore the Rav Shimon was responding. It's also talking about Omer Bedin. So he said, I can give you the Tachik Teretz that the Chumash were talking about Omer Bedin, Rav Shimon was talking about Omer Bedin. I'm sorry, the Reish was talking about Omer Bedin, the Sefer talking about Omer Bedin is all Rav Shimon talking. The problem with that is, so then the correct way to present it would be our listi resha the kula Rav Shimon Omer. We should have Rav Shimon Omer at the beginning of the Braisa. Actually, we should have Omer Rav Shimon at the beginning of the Braisa. Or we should have the Rav Shimon at the end. The kula Rav Shimon Omer, our listi seifa, and then at the end of the seifa, say the Rav Shimon afterwards. Why would you put Rav Shimon Omer in the middle if it's all Rav Shimon talking? Therefore, the Mor says, I'm not going to do that. The case of the Braisa was Alma Bedin. And the Reish of the Rabbanan say it was Rav Shimon. And Zakt Rabba that we're learning the Braisa from a case of Omer Bedin. Rav Shimon is saying, even though it's Omer Bedin, there's no Chiyuv Karban Shua. Medina Lechalding and Karban Shua, Rav Shimon Abagav Omer Bedin, Loi Mechayev Aleha Karban Shua. Even though there was Omer Bedin, it's a Chiyuv Mammon, Rav Shimon says, there's no Chiyuv Karban Shua. So what did I tell you that according to Rav Shimon it's Mammon? Larish Labanov, Misham Bedin, once there's Omer Bedin, so then he can be Marish Labanov. Umeis, and if he dies at that point in time, actually his bikligbois, reu shalach achel abalei shalot. So in that situation, since there was a mother b'din, it's mamon. If it's a mamon, it belongs to the father. It's din yerusha to the brothers. Okay, that's what Shimon said. That's what Rabba said. Then we asked from our Mishnah. Mishnah says it goes to the girl herself. If you say it's a mamon. So why would it go to the girl? It should go to the brothers. So the Mor says they had this question of Esen Tartan Shinin, Zakrashi. Hein Hayom of Sarasa Shal Rabba. Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. The whole period of Rabba's Rosh Hashiva-ship, we have this question. Umeis, and then he died. Yosha Rabbi Yosef Beresh, and then Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva. We say, Yom Min HaShemayim LeFarka. And there's a few places in the Gemara which has this phrase. I guess it has it Marmokam on the side of Bakama Samavov. So the Gemara says in Hurrius, the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara is going through a whole series of kedimas, who has precedence in regards to loyalino. If they're captured and they can only afford to redeem one individual, who do they redeem, etc. So over there in that kind of context, it more contrasts. If you have two chachamim, one of them has a tremendous knowledge of a wealth of knowledge, and one of them is a very big lamdan. So who has precedence? The Gemara refers to that is Sinai, which is the source of knowledge, and Oikir Hardim is the one who can rip up mountains and grind them in swore between back and forth. So Rabba was the Gemara says Rabba was Oikir Hardim and Yosef was Sinai. So in regards to the Gemara actually says that there's a mile to Sinai because everybody needs the knowledge. The Oikir Hardim needs the Sinai, but at Balkapadim in people's eyes, the shear from the Oikir Hardim is much more exciting than the shear from the Sinai. So Zekrashi was Yumin Hashemayim Lefarka. The game he got to answer the question. Lias Lo L'Shem, which would establish his Rosh Hashivaship, people would appreciate him. Pishahoyer Rabba Chorif. Rabba was known to be very sharp. Kach karuhu Oikir Hardim. The more refers to him as Oikir Hardim. Rav Yosef Hoya Bal Shmois u'Mishnah Braisa. Rav Yosef was known as they had a tremendous wealth of Mishnahs and Braises that he knew. Kach karuhu Sinai. So Rav Yosef answered that over there it says Lavi Anara, a special halacha that the Torah is only Mizaka, the father, the Kesef, by Ernest Mafata, it's from the moment of Nesina. And Rabba, who said that it's Marmal Rishon LeBonav, is Tomas Sharkanosis. Chiyom Rabba, Marmal Havi LeRishon LeBonav, that which Rabba said, that from the mother Bedin, it belongs to the father, and now the Yershim get it, Mishav Bedin, that it's considered Marmal Rishon LeBonav by after Marmal Bedin. That's what Sharkanosis. So the other kenosis, the only issue is can he be murdered by mifter? The answer is no. Once you are murdered, it can't be murdered by mifter. And therefore, at the moment, there's Yerushat Labanov. And by Oinus, it's an exception because the Tosuk stresses, it says that when the father gets it, he got it. Until that he doesn't get it, he doesn't own it, so he can't be murdered by Labanov. Okay, that's what we're holding on the Gemara. Elamayatza.
Where is that from? Where do we know this from? That the father doesn't get it until he's gotten it?
The Gemara is actually going to work on that a little bit.
Sure.
The Gemara says, Ella, because it says, when a son or Isha Shechebi Molavi Anaro, so the Torah stresses that the Nesina goes to the father. It sounds like that's the moment when it becomes the father. That's Pashup Shat for now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Elamayata. So holding the Gemara about 14 lines up. Gemara says, Elamayata, Gabi Eved, Dixiv. It says by Eved, by Shloshim Shal Eved, that and a person's Reuben's animal kills Shimon's Eved, so the Reuben has to pay Shimon 30 shekel for the fact that his animal killed the Eved. Kesef Shloshim Shkoldim Yitein Aldinov. So it says over there that it says he pays 30. Shkolim, it doesn't say Yishalem, which should be the lashon of the tzechiyah to pay. Rather says yitain ladunov. So here again, the use of the word nesina doesn't say tzechiyah tashum, it says tzechiyah of give. It says giving. So why does it say giving? So chinami, according to your thought process, lazich satara laodun elamishas nesina. That the Odin's right to it is only once it's given, which means if the Odin would die, his children would not get Yerusha, because he doesn't own it yet. It wouldn't transfer to the children. So, is that true? And we don't find anybody says that anywhere. My answer is Yiten l'chud v'nosan l'chud. Yiten means he should give. Okay, menosah means he gave. So if the Torah says menosah means he gave already, why is the Torah saying menosah? It's supposed to, the Torah is giving us a chiyuv. So right, he should give, or he should pay. Why is the Torah saying he gave already? So it sounds like it's only the fathers from the moment that he actually gave. But over here it says yitain, he should give. Okay, so the Morris is fine. Now, the Gemara, we have a different problem. If the point of the Braisa is that that is asking we're saying that the Rabbi was explaining the Braisa. The Braisa is saying that Onus Mafata are unique. And it's only once he actually gives it that the father owns it. So we're saying the Braisa, which says that we know it's different because it's the Mekikesh. You could have said the Benosan Yochi Tamalaber Mekikesh that you thought Ernis Mafata according to Shimon. Shevadin of that of Shua's Pikodin. The reason why it doesn't have a din of Shua's Pikodin is because there's not really Mammon yet. So Tamalomer Benosan, mi boyle. You should have said Tamalomer Benosan. Okay. Now, you have to explain the Braisa. Gives us three sets of cases. It gives Onus Mafata, Shor and Eved, and the Odin knocking out the eye or the tooth of the Eved. That was the case the Braisa says. Now, in regards to the Shor with the Eved, in regards to the knocking out the tooth or the eye, the correct puzzle is the Mekikesh. This is not chayiv or carbon shua according to Shimon, because it's not diamond to the other cases which are chayiv. So what's the Morris Kasha? So it said Mekikesh because of that. The Morris Kasha is, you know, you're telling me that I have three things I want to address. I want to address Oinus and Mafata. I want to address the shore with Negeach, and I want to address he was mapil, he knocked out the tooth or the eye. And then I say the Mekikesh is addressing that. In two of the cases, that's true. One of the cases, that's not true. There's a more intrinsic problem. He doesn't have any exclusive moment over here he's not called being kai for a moment. Doesn't have a bialus on it yet. So the Bryce bring for that case, the Bryce is bringing the wrong pasuk. So the answer is there is a case where that pasuk would be relevant. The kichesh is relevant to the case of Anas Mafata as well. But in Chanami, the primary source that I know in Mafata is different is even without Bekichesh. So Amar Rabba, Kitzur Bekichesh, because Shom the Bedin, I need Bekichesh for the following scenario. There was some other Bedin, Ubagro Umesa. So once she's a begaris, she owns it. And Rav Shimon agrees that the schus of the girl is not for shas nesina. It says this when I saw ha'isha hashachem ba'lavi hanara chemishim kosef. means the Shimon's shita is that the ikar chiyuv mamon is to the girl. She's the one that the damage happened to and everything happened to. And but when the actual moment of the nesina comes, it belongs to the father. It's given to the father. But the father doesn't have a schus to be teveya because it's not really his yet. So the wrong person is coming to the fellow and saying, you owe me money. He says, I don't owe you any money. I owe the girl the money. Yeah, I'll end up giving it to you. But in this scenario, but the girl, her schus is like any other kenas. For the moment the mother b'din is considered her moment. And now she dies, and the father is Yerush, she has no children, so her father is Yerush, as if the person dies without any children, the Yerusha goes to the father. If the father survives the deceased, the father is Yerush. Now the father is getting it not because of the Yerusha from his daughter. Once he gets the Yerusha from his daughter, he has the same schus that she had, and she had a schus even before the collection. The Hazam ki kayaris aviyah min adidah kayaris. The father's Yerusha is from the girl. So that case, I want to know, is there a carbon shur? So I can't answer that's irrelevant to this case. Because that's not the schus of the father, being tevei of the moment of his own moment, which Rav Shimon would have answered is not really his moment. If that's not the case, rather the case is he got it through Yerusha, and therefore he does have a right to be Tveyit. Okay, fine. And then and Zakta Brai said, no. Even though it's Mammon, and even though it's a Mammon, and he has the right to be Tveyit because he's getting it from Yerusha from the daughter, but there's no din of Karmen Shua because these are Kanas. Mor says, okay, that doesn't make sense. You're saying that they are moment. That once there's a mother b'din, they're moment. And that's the case of the Braisa. So that's what Rashi quoted before, that the Braisa of Firzois, that these cases are excluded because their source was Kanas. Okay. Zakrashi. Yitin l'chud b'notzen l'chud. About halfway down the page. Yitin ma'asha l'oshin sivui m'loy lom b'notzen ma'asha d'over ha'notzen k'var. Yitin is he should give, it's a command. And whatever will happen in the future. Whereas b'notzen means he already gave. So if the Torah writes, you already gave, that's not the right language to say. The Torah should say, Torah is giving us the halacha, what should happen? So the Torah changed to tell me that the father only has the schus for the moment that he receives it. The Grashi Halki, the shiny knas, the earnest mafata, mishar kenosis. If we are accepting that the earnest mafata are unique, that even with the mother b'din, it's not considered a moment yet for the father. So then, the reason why there's no karmen shua is because of b'kichesh. But to me, a klamer, my ear the nosav lo hashas liptura mi b'kichesh. Why would the brisa look for the word b'kichesh as the source for the ptur? Kehech liyol of sharkenosis. Which that is the source of other kenosis, which over there it's true. And that, what's the drasha? It's not like the other cases of the pasuk. It's not like the cases of the pasuk. For example, halvot. We have ikat chilosa moment, which there the primary source of the chiyuv is moment. We could have said, yes, when I'm discussing the din of Shleshim Shalabit, I'm discussing Kefil or whatever things, right? Now, Kefil, the Bryce skips the cases of Kefil to Shem Dalai Behe because over there he's being to him in the moment also, so of course he's a Chayav Korban. right? But over here, he's not. All these mingtaveya is this, this teshlumen the Torah gave of the 30 of an eved, or the fact that eved's body he's freed. And the answer there is really, it's right now, if there was one of it, there's really a moment. So why is there no kenas? Why is there no karban shuvah? Because it was a kenas once upon a time. Okay. But over here, the problem is that because it was a kenas once upon a time, because right now it still has a din of a kenas. So so you can't lump all three together in the same price and say, v'chichesh is the problem. That's not the problem. There's a more, but one of them, there's a more basic problem, more elemental problem. So more answers, there's a case where v'chichesh is relevant. When do I use a kichesh? Relevant to avodas mafata, that should be relevant to pater. And that the source of the pater will be the pasuk v'kichesh, like other kenosis. And the limud is mishum dikran kenas, that because since it was a kenas once upon a time. Why? What case is that relevant? You can't learn out that from the pasuk of Benosan. The case of Gershom the Bedin of Bagra, the Reb Shimon didahu in that situation that it belongs to her. The hecher the polig with mesitzin below he speak a lig was at shemesa. V'chanam the polig below he speak a lig was at shabagra. So there was a mother Bedin when she was a nara, and she came over Geras. So according to Reb Shimon, according to Chachamim, since there was one of them when she was in Nara, belonged to the father. Reb Shimon said, no. He only gets it when he gets it. And over here, she became a Megaris beforehand, so she keeps the Kanas. So now the Schus Kanas belongs to the girl. The Kechad, the Polig, the Mestis, and he speaks Ligma Zachemay Sa'av, Achemi Polig, he speaks Ligma Zachabagra. So in both scenarios, the Kamar Tadakam, Rehin Shalav, both scenarios we say that the Wasser Zamana but didn't belong to the father. Whether afterwards, subsequently, the girl died, and now the brothers get the the father died, and the brothers get the Yerusha. Or the girl became a Megaris, the father's alive, he gets the Knas. Rishimon, Harein Shalatzma. Both cases, we say the father's schus only starts when he gets it. Since he did not get it before he died, it's not his to give Yerusha to his sons. He did not get it before he died. And now she's stopped. He did not get it before she came to Begaris. Belongs to the girl. But what will be with now in that scenario? There was a Marabadin, there was Begaris, and then the girl died. The girl died before she collected Yaroslav via Mikartidov. Now the father is getting it, is Yerusha from the girl. It's a full fledged moment. Even though she did not collect it yet, for the girl, the schus moment is like any other kenas. Once Bezin passes the tchayev, it's now a moment. Boy, when she dies and she has no children, her father is Yerush all schusim that she had. So that case, that the father only has it when he actually gets it, is not relevant. Over here, the father has it beforehand because he got to be Yerusha from the girl who does have it beforehand. So maybe in that situation, there should be a chiyuv karban shuvah. Therefore, the Shas brought the pasuk of Mekichesh that since it was a kenas once upon a time, there's no key of carbon shul. Yehachi dibshal b'din okimta karnasim moment. If the scenario you're learning in the brayse it wasn't one of b'din already, and now it's moment. So yehachi k'tani yotz elu shein kenas hamomeninu. They're not kenas, they're moment. So the answer is, it was Ikrin Kanas. Okay. Esrei. So hold them up to 7 lines up, 8 lines up. Rishimen Poiter. Shem Shalom Kanaas Apiatzma. So we had the Bryce, the Mishnah in Shuas, Anas Batiti is Biti. He says, Loi Anas Batiti. He's Mashpia him. And then he's Moira his Chayiv. Shimon says, he doesn't pay Kanaas Apiatzma. Okay, Rishimen Poiter, Shem Shalom Kanaatzma. That's that. So the way you're learning, if Shimon agrees that once the Edom come and there's a Mudah B'din, he cannot deny it anymore. There's no Mudah B'Kenas Potter, and if he walks the Bezin, it'd be Mudah, he'd be Chayiv. And now what happened in the Braisa was, the Mishnah was that the Nitzva was Teveyim. The Nitzva was Teveyim, and it was after a Mudah B'din. And if it would have been Mudah, it would have been Chayiv. And still, he's Potter. Because Taiva Lo Amar B'din, we can infer from the Mishnah that the only reason why Shimon says you're Potter is because there's no Mudah B'din, and you can still be Mudah. Ha Amar B'din. If the Sarah was a case where there was Mudah B'din already, and he cannot be Mudah, and over here in this situation, he wouldn't pay Kanaas Apiyatza. If he would admit that I was my honester and Bez was Machai of me, he would pay. He would be Chayiv to pay. And now when he uses the Shua, he's pouting himself for a moment. So now he should be Chayiv of Korban Shua, right? The Mishalim Apiyatza. Korban Shua, not me Machayiv. Okay, that's what the Mishnah seems to indicate. That's the inference you can make from the Mishnah. Okay, so now, but what we're saying right now is that in regards to Onus Mafata, the father has no schusim in it until the actual Gevira. So therefore, it's not considered that he's being kafir to the, in regards to the din of kira to the father. The father is not; it doesn't have a schus to be Teveya, that he's called, he's been kafir to the father with the Shua, that he should have to pay, he should have to bring a Korban Shua afterwards. Even after Mudah B'din. Okay. The Mor is asking a question. According to what we're saying in Rav Shimon, that V'nosan Aisha Shechem Alavi Anara, the father only has a schus B'shas Nasina. So even if the case was Amar B'din, Rav Shimon said, the reason why I hold this old Korban Shua over here is because there was Ein Mishalem Al Kanaas HaPiyatzma. Since the Teveya, the father, is thinking, hey, you owe me Kanaas. And the fellow is saying, no, I don't owe Kanaas, denying the Kanaas. And the Kanaas is a scenario that even if the person admitted he would not pay Al Piyatzma. So now when he denies it, he's not denying Mammon, because even if he admitted, he wouldn't pay. So he's not using the Korban, he's not using the Shavua to relieve himself from a key of Mammon. And the key of Korban is for using a Shavua to relieve yourself from a key of Mammon. That's what the Mishnah says. Since you don't pay Kanaas HaPiyatzma, so we can infer that if the case would be that a type of scenario where the person would pay HaPiyatzma, then there would be a key of Korban Shua. That's what we can infer. The more it says that's going to be sure according to Shimon. Now, why? Step number one, why is that true? Because once there's a Mudah B'din, Shimon agrees, we're saying Rabbi says that Shimon agrees that the person can no longer have a din of Mudah Kanaas Potter. And if he'd be Mudah, he'd have to pay. And now he wasn't Mudah, means that he was using, and he swore, because he's using the Shua to relieve himself from a chiyuv mamon. Right? Good. But the Gemara said, yeah, but there's another problem. That's what the Mishnah seems to say, very clear inference in the Mishnah. The problem is that Rav Shimon has another problem. Even if the halacha is that he'd be moida, he'd be chayiv, and now he's been kofer, he's been nishba, and he's potter, he's using the shua to potter himself, but there's a more basic problem. The father's no right to be teveyu. Because according to Rav Shimon, the moment really belongs to the girl. At the moment of Nesina, it goes to the father. But till Kol's mom, it's not the moment of Nesina, it's not the father's. So it comes in off the street, a guy named Beryl, and says, you know, your man is his daughter. He says, no, it's not true. It's a swear, I'll swear. He's not being Tveya, he's not a Kever moment. He's not the Tveya. It's not true, and he lied, and etc., but there's no Tveya. He doesn't have to answer. The guy said, you know, he can tell the guy, listen, you know what, who are you? So he told the father, who are you? So he didn't say, who are you? He said, you know what, it's not true. And he swore. He's a bad guy for swearing. But the chiyuv karban shua is because there's a teveya and there's a nitva. The father's not the teveya, according to Rav Shimon, according to what you're saying. So he shouldn't, how could it be? The reason why Rav Shimon says there's no chiyuv karban shua is not because it can aim Mishal Mekhanas al piyatzmoy. It's because the whole conversation is ridiculous. There's no teveya over here. And that's not what Rav Shimon said. Okay, and that's the price of a kichesh. I'm sorry, no, 1 second. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold that. The more saying, whatever the sort is, but we have the pasuk of a kichesh, that something which is not ikra moment is no chiyuv karban shua, according to Rav Shimon. So even if there would be a Tveya, even in the scenario he would be a Tveya, he has a right to be a Tveya. Hema Sharcha Zavdi clearly has a right to be Tveya. Or the case over here where it's Bogro, like we just said, the case was the case where she was Bogro, Mace, and the father's Yersh from the daughter. So now he is a Tveya. But still, there's another reason why he's Potter from Karma Shul, because there's a special, the Potter is a Bekichesh, it has to be Daimer to the examples that the Torah gave. So Shimon says, Ochi of Karma Shul, because not Daimer to the examples, not because he can murder Al Piatzimoy and be Nifter, even if Yomav Adin, but since it was Kanas once upon a time, according to Shimon, there's no Karma Shul. So you don't know why there's no Karma Shul, because the answer is because of a Bekichesh, not because of Enam Shalom Al Piatzimoy. So my answer is Rav Shimon and Divrayim the Rabbanan Kamar. Rav Shimon is responding to the Chachamim, because that's really the flow of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon said, Yechamim said that the Chachamim. Shimon said, no, you don't pal piatzmoy. You don't hold of the Josh of a Kichesh, but you're not Mishalma piatzmoy. It says, "Ladidi, Avag Avdama Bedin Rachmana Parchem Bekichesh." Even if there was a Mana Bedin, and he can't be Mana Bedin, if there's still, he's not Chayim Karmat Shua, because it's not Bekichesh. It's not done into the cases of the post. Elidichu, which you don't have the Joshua Bekichesh, but utterly Mias Hechad the Lama Bedin Tikatava Tanasa Katava. But I understand why are you arguing with me in the case over here? The mice, it's Knas, and if he murdered, he would not have, and there was no murder, but then that's the case we're talking about. In that case, the person could be murdered Mifter, so why would he have to be Chai Bakar Mishua? Even if he would admit he might be Potter. That's what he's asking. Murder Knas Potter. So it comes out. He's being Tveya Mekanas. It's a ridiculous conversation. Rabbanan Savri Ki Katova Bushes Pagam Katova. So, no, the Tvi of the father wasn't on the Kanas. The Tvi of the father was on the Bushes and Pagam. Okay. So he's being Tveya Mom and Mamish. So Shimon says, what are you talking about? The Mother Kanas Potter. He says, no, the tree over here is not Kanaz, it's Bershus and Begat. Mercer Bemai Kamifligi. So, what are they discussing? Sabar Rapapa. If Shimon Sabar, Lashavak Inish Media, the kids, Matava Media, the kids. Run Sabar, Lashavak Inish Media, the Chimurda Bay Lamifter, Matava Media, the Chimurda Bay Mifter. Each, what's the person's primary focus in this conversation? So Shimon says, Boshet Begam, I don't know how much it costs, more or less, etc. But this is, wow, there's a clear definition of the significant amount of money. So he's focusing on, you know, that you owe me this ski of Kanas. Like you pointed out, this is the equivalent of, you know, a person's full support, food, clothing, shelter for a year. That's the tzvi. It's significant sum of money. You know, it's also pagam. She went down $100, and so he said, listen, I have three arguments against you. Argument number one I have against you is because you owe me $100,000 for the support for a year, and $50 for the pagam, and $1,000 for the bush. He says he's not focused on the bush of the pagam. He's focusing on the $100,000. So he's being tevei him that, and he's being denying that. Chama say, yeah, but the person can be mitzvah mifter. It's a nice thing to go for the pot of gold, but the mice, it's very effortful, that pot of gold, because the person can be mitzvah mifter. But the bushes of begam are gibbons. There's nothing to talk about. So they're saying, Shimon said, "L'sabek inish mita the kids." The person would not ignore the item which has a clear set price tag and be teveya the other things which are their unknowns. Rabbanan say no, a person will not ignore something which that hudah does not is chayiv if it's something which, if he's murdered, he's potter. Fine. Okay, let us hold. Leave the Rashi's for Monday. Very good.